Welcome to Living Way Church as we are being transformed by the Word of God through another dynamic message from our senior pastor, Vic Prieto. Now join us to hear what God has to say as our service is already in progress.
Genesis chapter 8. Can we get into this today? Yeah. You ready? Genesis chapter 8, beginning in verse 8. I'm going to go ahead and read this out loud, verses 8 and 9. I'm going to go ahead and do this instead of having you join me today. So this is the story of Noah, all right? So it says, he, Noah, also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself. So a couple of weeks I shared with you that in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is often referred to as a dove. You remember that? When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, when he came up out of the water, it says that the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form as a dove. All right? The Holy Spirit isn't ever portrayed as a hawk. All right? Like coming in for the kill, you know, wings back. Never portrayed as a vulture, you know, circling overhead, just waiting to pick on your flesh. But always portrayed as a dove. And a couple things I found out is the dove is the cleanest and purest bird out there. The cleanest and purest bird. It secretes more dirt-repelling oil on its feathers than any other bird. The other thing I found out about the dove is that unlike other birds, you know, whenever there's like squawking, you know how seagulls are? You know, you ever throw a piece of bread out your window and they're like, ah, ah, you know? Yeah. Whenever there's a frenzy, whenever there's fighting, whenever there's a squabble, things like that, the dove just simply removes himself and relocates. So it's a bird of peace. And so whenever the gifts of the listen, in this house, whenever the gifts or the manifestations of the Spirit, when there's a genuine move of the Spirit here, that's what we look for. All right, we look for peace. We look for purity. We look for beauty, right? Nothing, not a frenzy, right? So when peace is gone, when beauty is gone, when gentleness is gone, we need to step back a little bit and say, well, wait a minute. Is this the Holy Spirit or is this flesh? Yeah? Because listen, we are believing for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but I'm telling you, we're not going to get weird about it. Do you understand? Now listen, phenomenal things might happen. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes strong, demons will flee. Well, I don't know what that looks like all the time. They might leave with a loud cry. They might try to shake the person up a little bit. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes strongly, I've seen people be slain in the Spirit. I've seen them fall over under the presence of the Lord. All right? But I'm just telling you, however the Lord moves by his Spirit, you'll always, there's peace here, there's purity here. You'll discern it. Amen? Amen? So today, I want to talk to you about receiving the Holy Spirit as a dove. All right, and our text is from the story of Noah. I'm sure most of you are really familiar with it. You know, the world had become very corrupt. And the sinfulness of mankind was at such an extreme that God could only find one man on the face of the earth that would walk uprightly with him, and that was Noah. And so God told Noah to build a boat, right? Build the ark, take your family and two of every animal, put it on the boat. And then God brought this major storm, a major flood. Excuse me. And I liken this to a baptism of sorts. You know, I was thinking about this. It's almost as if God immersed the entire earth underwater. And as the earth began to come up out of the water, everything would be brand new with a fresh start. Yeah? And so I liken it to that. So when the waters begin to subside at Noah's day and the earth began to pop its head out of those waters of baptism, Noah sent out this dove, much like the Lord will send forth his Holy Spirit. All right, and we pick that story up here in Genesis chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. So let's read this again. It says, he sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. Now look at this in verse 9. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and that jumped out to me. How many of you know the Holy Spirit, like a dove, is hovering over our world right now? I mean, this is what the Holy Spirit has always done. You know, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, darkness on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Holy Spirit is always hovering. The Holy Spirit is circling over our world right now. The Holy Spirit is circling over your lives. The Holy Spirit is circling over your family, over where you work. The Holy Spirit is like a dove, and he's circling over churches. And this is what the question is that the Holy Spirit would ask. Is there room for me to come rest upon you? Is there room for me to come rest upon your church? Is there room for me to come rest upon your marriage or your life? Are you making room for me? So the Lord is sending his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's looking for people like you and me to land upon. And the question is, are we making room for him in our lives? We need to. The Holy Spirit was sent to help us. He's our helper. And I think that many of us, we just go through life, but we're not tapping into the help of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord wants to bring that to our attention today. One of my favorite verses is in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, the first part of verse 9. And it says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout all the earth, looking to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Yes, you can picture that. The earth is his footstool. Heaven is his throne, and the Holy Spirit, the eyes of the Lord are moving to and fro, just going all over the place saying, man, whose heart is loyal? I want to show myself strong. So right now, the Holy Spirit is circling overhead right now, and right now he's within reach. Yeah, whatever you're dealing with, man, he's looking to come upon you. He's looking to come upon your situation. He's circling overhead right now, and I want to tell you, he's looking to give you the breakthrough that you've been longing for. He wants to come into your situation and give you the breakthrough you've been longing for. He's circling overhead. He's looking right now. He's looking to fill the void in your broken heart. To fill the void in your life. Whatever that void might be. He says, man, I want to come fill every crevice. I want to fill every void. This is the reality of our relationship with him. So he's circling overhead right now. And the question is, will you make room for him? I mean, will you take time to position yourself in such a way that he'll find a place to rest upon you, to rest upon your situation? Because he's looking. He's looking for a place to rest the sole of his foot on your life, on your family. So in our text, the dove, which is a picture of the Holy Spirit, he found no place to land. But I want you to see what Noah did. Again, we'll read this, verse 8 and 9. It says, the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. But look what Noah did. Noah put out his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself. And this is a place right here where many believers miss out on a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit on their life. Listen, how many of you know the Holy Spirit doesn't come upon you only once? Amen. It's not a one-time experience. Man, it should be a daily, hourly experience whenever you need him. But here is where a lot of believers, I feel, they miss out on a fresh outpouring of the Spirit because they say stuff like, you know, man, I'm open. You know, I'm open. You know, if you want to pour out your Spirit, you know where I am. I'm here, and they wait. But notice, Noah could have done the same thing. He could have been standing on the deck of that ark, and he could have been seeing the dove circle overhead, and he could have said, you know, hey, you know, if the dove wants to land on me. He sees where I'm at. But that's not what Noah did, man. Noah stretched out his hand, and he pulled the dove into himself. Yeah. That's what the Lord's telling us we need to do. Noah didn't stand there, you know, with folded arms and watch. Yeah. He stretched out his hand and reached. He wasn't like, well, whatever you want to do, You know, just, I mean, I'm open. Man, no, he stretched out his hand and he reached and he pulled the dove into himself, into his ark. And I'm telling you, the Lord's looking for those who are going to stretch themselves. He's inviting us. He's inviting you to reach out and pull the power of the Holy Spirit, the help of the Holy Spirit into your situation. Don't just stand there and wait around. He said, no, I need you to take the initiative and begin to move in this way. Amen? Amen. Listen, can I tell you something that really blows my mind? That God wants to partner with me. He wants to partner with you. But listen, we're flawed. We're flawed. You know, we are so imperfect in so many ways. We're messed up in many ways. And God Almighty wants to partner with us. Yeah, he's looking to partner with flawed people like you and me. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is in the New Living Translation of verses 26 and 28. It says, remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Verse 27. Instead, God chose the things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they're wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring nothing, to bring to nothing what the world considers important. Yeah, so listen, God has chosen you as foolish as you are. Yeah, he's chosen you as powerless as you are. Yeah, and he has chosen you even though you might think you're good for nothing. That was his thing. He goes, I want to partner with you. This was the New Living Translation. I was thinking if there was a SLT, a street level translation, which there isn't. But if there was a street level translation, it would almost be as if the Lord would be saying, you are a good for nothing, powerless fool. But I want you on my team. I choose you. I choose you. And that's the truth. He's chosen you. He wants to partner with us. Do you get it? He wants to partner with you. In fact, let me tell you this. God doesn't want to work apart from you. He doesn't want to do anything apart from you. He has chosen to do everything he's going to do on the face of the planet through fools like you and fools like me. Yeah, he's chosen. Man, he wants us to be involved in everything he's doing. You know, I heard someone once say that without God, I can't, but without me, he won't. And I believe that to be true. Do you understand? Without God, I can't, but without me, he won't. That's true. The Lord loves you, man. Listen, the Lord sees your fullest potential. Do you hear this? That's what he sees. When you think you're good for nothing, or the world sees you as a fool, good for nothing, coming on you, the Lord says, no, man, I'm using you to despise those things. I see your fullest potential, man. The Lord believes in you. He believes in you. He sees everything that he can do through you. He wants to partner with you. You've been hand-selected to be on his team. Yes, you coming here today, getting whatever's going on. You think, oh, I'm good for nothing. Nothing's going right. It always, whatever. The Lord says, no, you're exactly who I handpick. Yeah, the Holy Spirit will move through you. Amen? Amen. Look at John chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. He says, and I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. God has chosen you. He's wanting to partner with you. He's wanting to partner with us. Amen? Amen? That's what he's longing to do. And so listen, if you feel powerless, you feel weak, you feel like a failure, listen, that is not a disqualifier. We need to shift our perspective. And we need to recognize the Holy Spirit is circling over the empty parts of my life. He's circling over these areas in my life where I need help. And he's saying, just don't stand there with your arms folded and say, if you're going to do something, do it. He's saying, stretch out and pull the power of the Spirit into your situation. Ask for help. Jesus says that, man, the Father's going to send you another helper. That's what the Holy Spirit's name is, a helper. Listen, go to the helper for help. Because you're qualified. He's longing to help you. So listen, if there's trouble in your family, which a lot of times there are, right? Trouble in your marriage, trouble with your kids. Man, if there's trouble in your family, listen, if there's sin in our country, which there is, if there's violence in our city, which there is, right? If there's corruption and immorality in our schools, which there is, listen, I want to tell you, the problem is not with God. It's with us. Where are we? Why aren't we partnering with God? Listen, because he wants to move, church. He wants to move. He wants to show himself strong upon the situation you see is so tragic. He wants to touch your kids. He wants to heal our nation. He wants to save our country. He's looking to partner with us. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? We can either fold our arms and say, well, I'm open, you know. You want to do something, you know, go for it. You know, I'm here. Or like Noah, we can take the initiative. And we can say, I know, Holy Spirit, you're circling overhead. And we can reach out and we can pull him into our situation. Bring him into your ark. Amen. Bring him into your situation. The Holy Spirit right now is within reach. And right now, man, I would say reach out and grab him right now by faith. Draw him in. Right now, in fact, say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I see your spirit like a dove circling over me. I need your empowerment. I need your strength. I need your help. I need you to come upon my life today. Now listen, stretch out your hand of faith right now and pull them in. Pull them in, don't, come on. No folded arms in the house. Stretch out and pull them in. Respond to what God is saying. Listen, and now listen, thank him. Just thank him in your own way now. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not alone. Just thank him, church. Come on, praise him a little bit. Thank him that you're not alone. Thank him. Now listen, this is what we need to do every time we roll up on a situation or every time a situation rolls up on us. Anytime we need the Lord to show himself strong in any situation, we need to take the initiative like Noah, and we need to stretch out our arms and we say, Holy Spirit, come help me. Come intervene. I'll pull you into my life. I'm pulling you into my situation right now. Yes. Amen. Listen, this is how we walk. Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So what do? Man, stretch out that hand of faith and pull the power down. Yes. Pull the power down. Listen, you are powerless without him. Yes. But with him, you're all powerful. Yes. Lord, say amen. This is what I sense in my spirit, church. I sense that the Holy Spirit is wanting to quicken us to the ways of the Lord. Everyone say quick obedience, quick response. Yeah, I think we need to be quickened to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I want to have quick reflexes. Yeah? I want to be quick to respond. I want to be quick to reach out. I want to be quick to reach up and pull the Holy Spirit and ask for help and ask for intervention, to ask for strength. I want to reach out and quickly respond. We need to have a quick response. Our reflexes to be quick. Come on, church. No more procrastination. Whatever it is you roll up on, whatever situation it is, it doesn't need to be a major thing. It can be a little thing, but just having a quick response, I'm not alone. Come, Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom I need. Yeah. Yeah, you're my helper. Jesus, I'll never leave you and forsake you. Well, where is he? In the form of the Holy Spirit, circling overhead. His eyes are moving to and fro. Man, he's circling over your life right now, and he's always there. He's always there. And we can be like Noah and reach out and say, I'm pulling you in today. Listen, just stretch out a hand. Come on, just stretch out a hand. How come some of you are not stretching out a hand? I don't get it. Listen, you can stretch out a hand without any words because you know what it means now. Yeah. Whatever's going on, man, something rolls up on you and you don't know what's going on. You just say, oh, because you know it. I'm going to be like, no, I'm going to pull this Holy Spirit down to here. You stretch out a hand and he'll grab it. Listen, this is the only way we make it, church. We can't walk through this life with no recognition that we have the help of the Holy Spirit readily available. Have you ever tried to help somebody? They say everything they need, and you go and you want to give it to them, but they won't receive it. It's like, man, I can meet this need. I'm good. Is that irritating? It's like, man, listen, I can solve this for you right now. I'm good. Well, I have what you need. This is the Holy Spirit. We can grieve the Holy Spirit because he said, I want to help. He's so full of passion, compassion, and empathy. I can step into this situation right now. I'm waiting. We stretch out our hand. Man, he moves just like that. Listen, sometimes we Christians, we have a tendency, especially in the American church, we have a tendency to come to church and we kind of come in like, you know, we're going to go today and sing a couple songs, maybe three, you know, get three good bullet points, and then we're out of there. And then you wonder why your Christian life is so dead. You wonder why you're struggling. You wonder why the church is dead. Listen, can I just say this? Listen, don't let church here at LWC become a ritual, please. Yeah, don't just say, you know what, hey, today, you know, we're going to go to church if we feel like it. Listen, don't let LWC be a ritual for you. Listen, you need to come expecting God to move. Yeah. Come expecting God to heal you of your sickness. Come expecting God to fill the emptiness in your heart, to heal your marriage. Listen, come expecting God to do something. Come expecting God to overflow you with his love and his presence. And not just you, but everybody that walks through these doors. Come on, listen. Listen, man. God is up to something, church. His Holy Spirit is moving right now. And he's shifting favor in your direction. He's shifting the tables. He's turning the tables in your direction. He's moving right now, and we need to be expecting. Yeah. He's alive. And he's moving by his Spirit. And it's almost like the Holy Spirit's crying out, let me help you. Give me a place to land. Here, I had a weird dream last night, and I'm just remembering it. I don't remember dreams, but man, I don't remember who I was with. Maybe it was Brittany, because Brittany, she was scared of birds when she was little. You know, are they going to land on my hair, you know? But I don't know if she's still, but they kind of freak her out a little bit. But anyway, I just remember that I don't know where we were at, but there was birds everywhere. I mean, tons of birds. And I just stretched out my hand, and thousands of birds just landed on my arm. And I'm thinking, man, how many thousands of times has the Holy Spirit just stretched out an arm? Let me rest upon your situation. You don't have to get loud. Just recognize, I'm stretching out. And give the Holy Spirit a place to rest. Listen, you want the Holy Spirit to rest on your anxiety. Yeah? You want the Holy Spirit's peace to come upon your stress, right? You want the Holy Spirit's love and kindness to come against your outrage and anger. I need help. Yeah? Listen, can I say this too? Don't let Christianity become something that you just kind of casually relate to or relate with. You know? Don't just, you know, I got the t-shirt. I got the fish on my car. I'm good. I'm cool. Yeah. Man, if you want your life to be radically changed, if you want your life to make a serious impact, listen, if you want your Christian life to be exciting and vibrant, learn to respond quickly to the promptings of the Spirit moment by moment. Everyone say moment by moment. Listen, when you respond to the Holy Spirit's promptings moment by moment, your walk with Christ will be completely transformed. Just respond moment by moment. And when you begin to do that, your Christian experience will become fresh and exciting. And let me tell you why. Because one little help, without even a word, can release a miracle. Because the Holy Spirit's looking. I want to show myself strong. I want to show myself strong. And when you respond moment by moment to the prompting of the Spirit, your Christian life gets exciting because he can drop a miracle. Listen, somebody's world can be completely changed, including yours, because you said, I need help. I want to walk in an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Listen, I don't want to procrastinate anymore because of my own logic. Yeah, we got to get rid of our own logic. We need our minds transformed. That's our soul, our psuche. Those of you who are in OSL, you're learning that your soul is your psuche. It's your mind. It's your emotions. It's your psyche. It's the place that wants to logically figure it all out. Well, if you do that, you don't need faith. This is what God said. I believe it. I'm going after it. Yeah? Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Look at this. It says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Listen, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good. Listen, you're anointed by God to go about doing good. Day by day, moment by moment, prompting by prompting. Yeah? Man, if you can leave here today and know that you have direct and immediate access to call help, your life will change. Yeah? We need an awareness that the Holy Spirit is here. He's walking with you. He's over your life. He knows exactly what to do. And the Lord's saying, you don't need to be walking through these things alone like you don't have any help. You have help. You have access. Right? Moment by moment, day by day, prompting by prompting. So listen, you're relaxing at home, right? You're relaxing at home, and man, you get inspired. Man, you get inspired. Yeah, call your brother. Call your sister. You call your mom or dad. Hey, call your kids. You just get inspired, and you do it, and you realize that, man, there was an anointing on that call because there was a moment where the only encouragement they could have received was from me. Yeah, just quick responses, right? Say you're on the job site, right? You're at work. You're on the job site, or maybe you're in the office. Man, the Lord, the Holy Spirit just begins to inspire you a little bit, prompt you and tells you, hey, listen, today I want you to go and have lunch with the electricians and the plumbers. Or pokes you and says, listen, go have lunch with the person in the cubicle next to you today. It's a prompting. And you respond, and you do it, and you realize, man, the power of God moved in that half-hour break. People's hearts opened up to the Lord. You were able to pray for somebody. Listen, moment by moment promptings, right? Listen, can I tell you that my Christian walk only, this is for me personally, my Christian walk only becomes vibrant and real to the degree that I live it out day by day and moment by moment. That's it. I mean, if I'm just like, oh, I went to church today and then there's no reaching out, there's no nothing, like I don't even have a relationship with the Lord or I don't even reach out, but if I walk through the whole week not realizing that I have the Holy Spirit right there to come and help me, and I got to wait for Sunday, oh, maybe something will happen Sunday. Lord's saying, you don't have to wait 5 days. You don't have to wait 5 minutes. Come on, are you hearing me, church? So listen, my Christian walk only becomes vibrant and real to the degree that I live it out hour by hour and moment by moment, responding quickly to what the Holy Spirit asked me to do. You hear it? You hear it? Man, how many of you received a phone call from me and you're saying, man, it's like 6 in the morning or 8 at night, or you'll wake up to a text or something. What is that? Is that me trying to annoy you? No, it's just a prompting. It's a prompting, and I respond, and for whatever reason, man, I'll get phone calls back and says, man, you have no idea what I was going through, but that text came through right at the right time. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's hovering over your life. The Holy Spirit knows what you need in a minute. Can you imagine if all 100 of us were quick to respond to the promptings of the Spirit? Well, talk about a move of the Spirit, right? If you can imagine the Holy Spirit's just looking for a, man, I just need someone to reach out. I need to be released. I need to go help. That's what I've been sent to do. And then none of us Christians are partnering. What if only 5 of us were partnering? There would be a move of the Spirit. What if every one of us were partnering moment by moment? Come on, can you see what would happen? And listen, it will go way outside the walls of this church, which we want it to. Yeah? Jesus is alive, church. His Holy Spirit is moving, and He wants to partner with you. He wants to partner with you. Listen, the Lord by His Spirit will put on your heart the things He wants you to do. He'll put on your heart the hand He wants you to shake. He'll put on your heart the conversation He wants you to engage in. Yeah, all the time. All the time. He's going to let you know what He wants you to do, and then He's going to give you the power to carry it out. Come on, how many getting anything out of this? Yeah, are you seeing it? Listen, bottom line is God will not work apart from you. He said, I need to partner with you. He had made a choice to move through you. That was His choice. I'm going to move through foolish, powerless human beings, and I'm going to show myself strong through them. Look at Philippians 2:13. Says, it is God who works in you. It is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. So listen, the Lord finds pleasure to work in you and through you. It's His good pleasure. He loves it. He's wanting to partner with you. And today He's just saying, respond quickly to my promptings. Yeah, just respond quickly. So when He says, write the letter, write the letter. When He says, send the text, send the text. When He says, take a break, you know, and just worship me for 3 minutes. Just pull over. The world's not going to end in 3 minutes. Just quick to respond to His promptings. Amen? Amen? Listen, when He says, go into your kids' room when they're sleeping and lay hands on them and quietly bind the work of the enemy over their life, go do it. Whatever He asks you to do, just recognize the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Listen, if the Holy Spirit tells you to buy your wife red roses, don't give her a dandelion that you picked from the lawn you should have mowed yesterday. Just do what He tells you to do. And listen, you don't have to know it all. Listen, your mind will get in the way when the Lord tells you to do something that it looks foolish. But the Lord says, well, that's what I use. I use what the world would look as foolish to confound the wise. And so listen, if you're one that all has to, well, that would be a foolish thing to do. Get the world out of your head and realize God knows better than you. Just respond, church, by faith. And go about doing the right thing. Go about doing good. I was asked the other day, I can't remember where the conversation was. I had a lot of phone stuff happening lately, but the question was somewhere like how do you lead? How do you keep everything going? And I said, well, I don't see myself as a leader. I see myself as a servant. It's not my position. I know I have a leadership gift. I know that I carry the office of a pastor and a teacher, but I don't. I'm the leader. No, how do I keep it together? How do I keep things moving? How do I wear all the different hats? How do I try to meet everybody's need? Because I'm a servant. Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. Yeah? So listen, it's not about holding a position of leadership and, oh, that's a lot of responsibility. I'm just going to go about doing good. I'm going to serve you to the best of my ability. And when the Holy Spirit puts something on my heart, I'm going to respond. Amen. Amen? Listen, can we all do that? Yes. We're all in the same boat, church. You know, I get up here and do my thing. I try to do good at it. I study. I believe we're hearing from the Lord. But this is not me. This is not about Pastor Vic. This is about a move of the Spirit through this family of God called LWC that's going to turn our world upside down if we just keep doing what God tells us to do. Yeah? And today the Lord's saying, man, don't wait for an invitation. Just reach out. Invite me, he's saying. You invite me into your situation. Unfold your arms and stretch out a hand. Amen? He's saying, take the initiative. Amen? Amen. Listen, the key to parenting, the key to having a great marriage, the key to experiencing a vibrant, exciting Christian life is to realize that Jesus is alive, realize that his Holy Spirit is moving, realize that he's going to move through you, and all you got to do is respond to the prompting. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is it, church. This is it. This is the message that God has for you today. Receive the Holy Spirit as a dove. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you, Lord, that you've opened up our eyes to a couple things. And Lord, we want to leave this place and we want to activate what we've learned. We thank you that this week we are going to be sensitive. We're going to respond quickly to the promptings of your Spirit. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Vic Prieto. If you are looking for a home church, we would love to see you here at Living Way. Please visit Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. You will find us at 2410 Duneland Beach Drive, Michigan City, Indiana, or view us on the web at myrealchurch.com.